bit, and I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Randy Moore. And those of you that know Randy and Pat, you know, it's exciting for us. Randy and Pat are obviously Millionaire Club members, platinum jacket earners, $200,000 ring earners, you know, multiple thousands of memberships written and whatever. But has been around, seen a lot of things come and go, and is right here in Oklahoma to be able to help all of us and the Moore team and with the Moore family, with Mr. Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore, and their lovely spouses. We appreciate them very much. Mr. Moore, if you're there, I'm going to turn this over to you. I appreciate the opportunity to just welcome people to the call. I think it's going to be an exciting call. We appreciate Mr. Hall being on here, so it's all yours, Mr. Randy Moore.
All right, David. I appreciate that very much. Appreciate those kind words. And before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to quickly go out to the state. Let's go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Moore Success Team Executive Director, Ms. Joan Buckner, who has a couple of associates that she wants to recognize tonight. Joan, are you on?
I am. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. We are just so excited what's happening in our team nationwide. And with that, I want to turn it over to Charlotte Smith so she can talk about what's happening with her team of people and our family. Charlotte?
Hi, it's Charlotte Weathersby, and I'm so excited on our team. We have Shirley and Melvin Smith, who have leveled up to manager, and also Ogla Leah, who has did the leveled up, as a senior associate. So we're going to start with Sister Shirley Smith out of Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Shirley Smith, and I've been in the business since last year, and me and my husband have moved up to management. And what I love about the program is it's a true God-based business, and it also helps you to become financially independent. And I will continue to be in the business. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shirley. And Ogla Leon here out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Go ahead, Ogla.
Hi, family. I'm very, like my all of you guys have said, this is a blessing. This company has blessed us in a very tremendous way. I'm very, very excited for to be in the business. Number one is we were going through a financial hardship, and with this company, it's been such a blessing. Since my husband, he's only the one who's working, and him being the only one having the income, you know, Ms. Charlotte, she came into our church, introduced the company, and you know, we started thinking about how many other people and families, so many families can be protected and have that legal advice and have all these tons of work, help, you know, in so many different ways and levels. And that's what Legal Shield has been doing for us. It's been changing our mindset. We don't have to, like, try to worry about whether we're going to be able to eat or... Because we don't have to worry about that, because we know that this company, as soon as we put a member in, the money's there the next day. And that's exciting. And we're building our business. My husband, he was very not, you know, he didn't have much faith. And he's on it. You know, he's talking to people, and he's having a lot of members coming in and possible, you know, associates. So that's really exciting. And this is the company. This is what Legal Shield is doing for us, changing our mindset. You know, we're not only leveling up as in rank, but we're mindset is changing. So that's what I'm really excited for. And woohoo, you know, Legal Shield.
Thank you, Ogra. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you. We're excited all for you. Appreciate that. And back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you very much, Joan. We're very, very proud of you and your team and what all is going on there. It's a lot of excitement out in the field with all the great things that Legal Shield has to offer today. But now it's my extreme privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He is an attorney with the Oklahoma provider law firm Riggs, Abney, Neal, Turpin, Orbison, and Lewis. Mr. Melvin C. Hall was born and raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He attended Langston University on a football scholarship and received his BA in education in 1978. Melvin attended the University of Oklahoma College of Law and graduated in 1981. After an 8-year public service career, first as a prosecutor with the Cleveland County DA's office and then as an executive director of the Oklahoma Human Rights Commission. Melvin joined the firm on January 1, 1988 and has been a shareholder since 1992. He has focused his practice on the civil litigation of employment law and civil rights cases. In addition to his law practice, Melvin is a nationally sought-after speaker and lecturer on employment law and civil rights issues. He is currently an adjunct professor at the University of Oklahoma teaching classes regarding employment law and the civil rights movement. Mr. Melvin Hall, welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Randy, and I appreciate that very kind introduction. It's hard to believe that you were talking about me, but hell, I'll accept it. It's a great pleasure to be on this call. Anytime I get the opportunity to say anything on behalf of Legal Shield, it's a tremendous honor because I've been associated with Legal Shield and before that Prepaid Legal since I joined the firm. And that was a long time ago, and I've had the great honor and esteemed privilege of speaking on behalf of Legal Shield all around the country, and you know wherever I go and whatever opportunity I have to speak about Legal Shield, I always say the same thing essentially, and that is that it is a tremendous product. It's a much needed service. We live in a extremely complicated society, and you know, although you know people are intelligent, and you have Google, and you have all of these resources available, there's no substitute for legal advice or legal assistance when it's needed. I mean, you know, even though I'm a lawyer, I don't know everything, and I have to seek the advice and counsel of other lawyers in areas that I don't necessarily, practice law in. So that aspect of it has been something that, you know, I've really recognized about the service on and on. Another thing I'd like to say about Legal Shield is that, and I've said this before, I mean, I don't think that it's being fully utilized to its total capacity. And what I mean by that is oftentimes the members or the associates who may have a question or a problem and they seek out the use of their Legal Shield membership, that's often because of something that's happened to them, you know, something involving their child or their parent or their, you know, neighbor or business situation. It's usually some type of incident or problem. And, you know, my advocacy on this is that we need to start looking at it not just retroactively, and that is, you know, when something happened, but we need to start looking at it prospectively, and that is before something happened. I mean, you know, that's what chief executive officers of major corporations, that's how they use their lawyers. That's what presidents of companies and managers of projects do. They look at their access to legal services proactively. What do I mean by that? Well, if you have a family, you have to protect your family. And one way to protect your family is to find out, well, what am I not thinking about? What has happened that I need to be concerned about? Or this is what I'm planning to do in the future with my family or with my job or with my resources or whatever it may be. And that's another optimum way of looking at this. Of course, it's available if you have a car accident or a speeding ticket, but or some other problem. But when those issues are addressed and you're in, you know, free space, so to speak, then you need to start looking at it proactively, you know, in terms of what can be done with this product, with this service that will further provide, you know, that peace of mind, that security for, you know, your family. And that aspect of it, I think, has not been utilized as much as it should be because it's available. It's available. You can pick up the phone. You can call that number. There's no limit on the calls you can make. There's no restrictions on the calls you can make. So if that's the case, well, let's use it. Let's use that service proactively. Everything's going great in my household, in my family, but I'm planning on making a move in the future. I'm planning on doing something that we haven't done before as a family. My son is contemplating going to college, or my daughter is contemplating traveling abroad. You know, all of these type of things have potential legal consequences, and therefore the service is available for that. We do a tremendous amount of research and surveys on the nature of the type of calls we get, and so the lawyers are familiar with what potentially might be a call that's made. Well, let's test them even further. Let's get them to talk about issues where there's not a problem. Let's get them to talk about and give advice and counsel on situations that might be prospective in nature. What should my son think about or be concerned about if they take a job in another state or something like that? As an employment lawyer, I deal quite a bit with legal situations with people on their job. And I was talking to a lady about a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, and she had just lost her job. She had just been terminated from her job. And, you know, I'm going to represent her. I'm going, and she, by the way, is a Legal Shield member that was referred to me because she had lost her job, and that's the kind of work I do. And I was explaining to her that, you know, boy, I wish you would have called me when you first started having problems on your job. I mean, you know, when a person's job is in jeopardy, they seem to know that, or they might feel that, or they might feel there's a problem going on in the workplace that they're not, that they think might be of concern. That's when you call Legal Shield. You call Legal Shield at the first indication of a problem or a situation that you have to be concerned about. Don't call Legal Shield after, well, of course you can, but the optimum time to call Legal Shield is when you even have a feeling that something is not correct or something is not appropriate. If you call at that time, then you can get advice. You can get instructions on what to do. You can get information on how to deal with that situation and hopefully prevent the loss of a job or the loss of a promotion or the reassignment or whatever the situation may be. Prevent the sexual harassment or the racial harassment. Prevent the problems that, you know, will inevitably arise if you leave an issue or a concern unaddressed. So for everybody on the call, you know, my, you know, sort of concluding point is use the service early and often. Use it when there's nothing going on in order to find out what could be done to prevent something that can occur in the future. Because if you do that, well, then you're more thinking and acting like a CEO, a chief executive officer. And you know what? You are the chief executive officer of your home. And to you, I'm sure it is a major corporation. I know my household, to me, is a major corporation. And although I'm the vice president, my wife is actually the CEO. But having said that, it still is, to me and my family, a major corporation, and I've realized over the years that I need to start thinking about it and treating it just that, as a major corporation, so that I can, you know, protect my family going forward. So that's all I wanted to say. Just briefly leave, you know, that observation. And Randy, thank you again for having me on the call. It's always a pleasure.
Mr. Hall, if you don't mind, we have just a few more minutes. Would you be able to take just a few questions or comments from our team?
Of course. Yes, I have time.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much. A lot of people don't know you personally as I do, and any time that I've sold a membership and they come back and told me and I ask them who their attorney was and they tell me Melvin Hall, I just get my grin just gets big all over my face, because I know they've got one of the best of the very best, and that's what we think of you, Mr. Hall. So thank you not only for being on the call, but for being with the Riggs Abney Law Firm, being with Legal Shield, and for doing such a fantastic job anytime we've ever asked you to help us out. And, of course, when you're out there in the field and you're helping out our people, that's what it's all about. That's what it comes down to. So if you don't
mind, I'd like
to go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. He may have a question or a comment. Alex, are you on?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you so much, Mr. Hall, for sharing those words. I always enjoy your talks, and what a great message tonight. I couldn't agree with you more. And I really appreciated especially the words that you shared at Mr. Stonecipher's memorial service, and just really appreciate all you do. And my question is, for someone that might be interested, you said in your bio that you were involved in the civil rights movement, and I was just wondering if you could touch on that, how Legal Shield, if you feel that's an extension of that work, and if so, maybe how that is, or maybe an example of how the Legal Shield membership can assist in that movement.
Well, as all, and thank you for that question, but as all of the callers on this line is aware, I would assume, of interactions with the police are, you know, something that frequently occurs, and oftentimes with that interaction, someone's constitutional or civil rights may be violated. And there's a lot of protections that are available to Legal Shield members and the general public when it comes to interacting with the police and law enforcement. And I certainly respect and honor all law enforcement personnel, but I'm not talking about the general law enforcement personnel. I'm talking about the, you know, officers who may be overly aggressive, or the officers who jump to conclusions, or the officers who do things that are not consistent with their training. And that's where, you know, I represent a lot of Legal Shield members as well as non-Legal Shield members who have had unfortunate interactions with you know, law enforcement. As well, as I mentioned earlier, in the area of employment, there's a lot of laws, you know, that prohibit wrongful termination. There's a lot of laws that impact discrimination as it, you know, relates to someone's employment. So the Constitution of the United States, as well as the Constitution of many states, prohibit that type of conduct, and people have rights. They have rights. You have a right to work in an environment that's free of a hostile work environment, whether that's based on any of the protected classifications, you know, race, sex, color, religion, national origin, age, or disability. So and a lot of times, you know, people might have health issues at their job. They might become pregnant or something like that, and that impacts their job. All of this whole area that I'm talking about right now is the area of civil rights. So it's a very important area. It's an area that most people, because it's very highly specialized and it implicates the Constitution, most people just don't know what their rights are. And as Randy would tell you, you know, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. You know, if you don't know your options, you don't have any. So that's I'm glad you brought that question up, because it's a major area. And it's also an area, as I mentioned earlier, that's underutilized in terms of Legal Shield members accessing the service. You can access the service to find out about your constitutional rights. You can access the service to find out about your civil rights. You can access the service to find out about what you can do, what your options are if you have some type of unfortunate incident, whether it's at, you know, public accommodations, at a restaurant, at a store, or whether it's on the street driving your car. Maybe it's another driver, or maybe it's law enforcement. You know, are you at your job and it involves your employment? If you work for the state, if you work for the government, you have even more constitutional rights. You have a property interest in your job that cannot be taken away without due process of law. A lot of people don't know this, and they don't know what their rights are or what their options are if something happens to them. So thank you very much for that question. I hope that I've answered it in a way that's beneficial to the people that's on this call.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. Let me switch gears just here just a second, Mr. Hall, if you don't mind. And let's talk
sure.
just a second about the associate open houses that the provider law firms have from time to time. I understand that you're going to be having one here in July, about the 20th, I believe it is. How important is that for the associates to come and visit with the provider law firms and the attorneys? How important, from your point of view, do you think that is?
I think it's absolutely critically important for, I mean, if you're going to advocate for this product and be an associate that is promoting this product, you need to know about the product. And this particular product is legal services. It's legal services. So I encourage associates to come by our office at any time during one of the open houses, or you can certainly come by, you know, if you want to bring a client by, a potential member by, do that. Get to know the lawyers. Call the lawyers and talk to them, or ask them to talk to some of your, if someone wants me to talk to a potential applicant, you know, I'll talk to them. You know, I'll answer any questions that they may have. You might want to bring someone by the office to help, you know, alert them. You know, one of the stereotypes is that the lawyers that work for Legal Shield and the provider law firms are not top-notch lawyers, or the firms are not top-notch firms. But, you know, that's kind of counterproductive thinking when you consider that, and with our firm, for example, Legal Shield is by far our number one client. So if they're your number one client, you're not going to staff that client with inexperienced lawyers. No, what you're going to do is you're going to staff them with the most experienced, qualified attorneys that you have to ensure that those members get the absolute best legal services that are available, because each Legal Shield member is a client of the largest client that we have associated with our firm. So, yes, we are having an open house later on, and I would encourage anyone that's close to our firm to certainly come by, bring some prospective members with you, and we'll be happy to answer all their questions, show them around, get to know the lawyers. A lot of people know me, but there's other lawyers in our firm that are, you know, do a much better job than I do, I think, practicing law. But, you know, they need to be known. And so, therefore, when you talk to someone about the membership, you can talk about the various lawyers that you have personally met and interacted with. And you can affirm and attest that these are top-notch people. Sorry about that. And people who are committed to this particular service. So, yes, we have them quite frequently, and we can have them more frequently. We've moved into our new offices. We've been in these offices, this building. Randy, I don't know if you've been by, but we're in our new building now, and the offices are spectacular. And I think just showing prospective members or associates coming by, visiting the offices, then you can get a better understanding of the services that are provided, which will enable you to better promote the program.
Well, Mr. Hall, I appreciate that very, very much. Next, let's go to somebody you probably know very well, and that's a Millionaire Club member right here in the state of Oklahoma, and that's none other than Mr. David Peterman. David, have you got a question, maybe a comment for Mr. Hall?
Sure. Mr. Hall, we appreciate you being sorry we missed you at the last Oak House there in Oklahoma City. That was great. And sure.
Yes, I was out of town. I was out of town. Sorry about that.
I knew you were. But we certainly appreciate you. You know, I certainly, you know, the opportunity, and I think we're so fortunate here, and I know Riggs Abney has helped, and you have, in helping to train a lot of the provider law firms throughout the nation. Would you kind of address, I mean, we understand, you know, it's the quality of the law firms and that maybe some of the people don't. That's like you said, go to the open house, meet your attorneys and do that. And I think in every state that needs to be the case. But as you do that, can you address just quickly the quality of the law firms throughout the United States? Now, you know, what they look for in terms of, you know, we're talking the provider law firms in all the states and the quality of the attorneys in all of those law firms. From an overall perspective, how would you look at that in terms of having people understand the real quality and not just the credentials, but the caring and the concern and the willingness to go beyond? I mean, I know what our contract and things says, and yet, especially here, we know that you guys go way beyond what we even say that we'll do a lot of times. And being able to call and get advice, and you mentioned, you know, if you don't know your rights, you really don't have any. But, you know, I think what's worse than that, if they know what their rights are or have a pretty good idea, but they can't afford to do anything about it. So we really are on that mission. And if you would address maybe not only quality of the attorneys, but the heart that's at the center of the provider lawyers all across the country.
Well, thank you very much, David, for that question, because that's something that I, as you might imagine, I'm very familiar with, in that Riggs Abney has either directly or indirectly recruited a large percentage of the provider law firms across the United States. And that originated from the fact that we have been associated with Legal Shield for a long time, and therefore early on, you know, we were asked to go out and help recruit these firms, knowing exactly what you know, Legal Shield demands. And also, I might mention that we have a separate provider law firm organization that, you know, sort of tracks the conventions. You know, whenever you have the convention in Oklahoma City or wherever, alongside that convention is the convention for the provider law firms. Often, sometimes we'll walk on the stage, but we don't go to the conventions just to walk on the stage. We go to the conventions to attend our own meetings, which is just the provider law firms, so that we can ensure uniformity throughout the United States in terms of our policies and our procedures and our customer service. We can also ensure uniformity in terms of training, and we can ensure uniformity in terms of the quality of the lawyers. You know, all lawyers are not the same, just like anybody else. And, you know, and all lawyers, you know, may not have as prestige a record our firms have such a prestigious record. And so, you know, associated with Legal Shield, the provider law firms demand that. We demand that of our contemporaries in other states. As you know, or many of you may know, several years ago, the provider law firm in Colorado was not doing a very good job, and Legal Shield asked us to find another law firm in the state of Colorado. And what we decided to do, that I'm very happy that we actually did that, was, hey, you know, let's just become the provider law firm for Legal Shield in Colorado. So that's the reason why we have a relationship in Colorado and with a provider law firm for the state of Colorado as well as Oklahoma, because, you know, we felt like we know what to do, we know how to do it, we have a lot of experience with it, and so rather than just recruit another law firm in another state, let's just go ahead and buy out a law firm and acquire offices and facilities and perform that service up there. And we now have something, I don't know the exact number because it varies tremendously, but I think we have about 40 to 45 lawyers up in Colorado. And the state of Colorado is, of course, a great state for this service, and we're very proud of the service up there. So, you know, we're constantly monitoring not only through the firms, the states that we provide Legal Shield services, but also through the organization, the separate provider law firm organization that, you know, sort of links and couples all the law firms. And this enables us to make referrals from other law firms, you know, to other states. If someone is in Oklahoma but they have a problem in North Carolina, we can, you know, facilitate getting them a lawyer in North Carolina or whatever state and work with them that state, you know, and interact with the lawyers in that state to ensure that the customer or the member gets the absolute best service regardless of where they are or regardless of what state they're in. So I'm very proud of the quality of the lawyers and law firms across the spectrum. And I think that's attributed largely to the demands that are made on the law firms from Legal Shield. As you know, Legal Shield has an entire department that's dedicated to legal services and all things provider law firms. And, you know, they keep records on our service and on the performance. And we have monthly reports in terms of how the services are being provided in a multiplicity of areas that are monitored. And they also send out, as you know, blind surveys. So survey questions or and contact is made with members randomly. The provider law firms don't even know who is being contacted because they're being contacted by Legal Shield. And they're asked questions. How did you like the service? Was your call returned promptly? Was the lawyer courteous? How quickly was an appointment scheduled? All of that. And we get those reports monthly throughout the entire country. And then that way we know what areas we need to improve upon and what areas we need to correct or address to ensure that the service is absolutely the best that it can be, because in many of these states, including Oklahoma and including Colorado with the Riggs Abbey Law Firm, Legal Shield is our by far the number one client that we have. And so when your number one client is always going to get your best.
Well, absolutely. And we certainly appreciate the confidence that you and the law firm here and the law firms across the country give us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
And thank you, David, for that question, that comment from Mr. Hall. Melvin, I want to tell you how much, again, we appreciate you being our special guest speaker. Unfortunately, Mr. Moore was ill tonight, and he always loves to talk to you and always brags on you Deservedly so. You've helped our family so much throughout the years. But I want to thank you personally from him and, of course, from us and our entire team for being the quality professional lawyers that you are that helps us give equal justice under law throughout North America to all of the associates and of course, all the members in Legal Shield. So thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you being on
tonight. Thank you very much. And certainly give my love and everything to Ken. I hope he gets feeling better real soon. He's been a great friend for all these years. He's, as you know, I don't have to tell you or anybody on the call, he's just an outstanding American. So thank you all very much and good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Appreciate that very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to end our call tonight. As Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield. And everything else will work out just fine. So until next Monday night, good night, everyone.